You're listening to Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. It's fall, and with fall, even in this new day and age, comes a bunch of new TV shows. So you can spend your after-work hours watching the revamped Muppet Show on ABC.
Where's the first guest here again? Is the first issue?
Or singing along to a new musical comedy on the CW.
West Covina, California.
Or glued to a violent drama set in the 1300s.
Ventressure will not suffer lawlessness.
That's on FX. Of course, you could also spend that time watching shiny new offerings from HBO or Showtime or IFC or AMC or Hulu or Amazon or Netflix. Golden age of TV, right? Well, in a recent speech that sort of freaked out Hollywood, John Landgraf, the CEO of FX, said there is now, quote, simply too much television. In fact, this year, there'll be more than 400 current scripted comedy and drama series to watch. 400 now running. In other words, the golden age is a glut, and he says, something's got to give. John Landgraf joins me now. John, welcome to Studio 360.
Happy to be here, Kurt.
So let's say there is too much television. So what? What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. I don't think there is a worst that can happen. It's not as if we're talking about too many guns in America. Too much television
yes.
doesn't have quite the same consequence,
That's
does
true.
It?
But from your perspective, what's the problem?
Objectively, I think the business model can't sustain this many programs. So I think there will be a peak. And again, I could be wrong, but I think that peak television will be reached sometime this year or next year. Certainly, there have been people who critiqued my comments by saying, well, you know, that's just somebody who runs a business who doesn't like the fact there's more openness in his business and more people coming in, or even worse, maybe a white man who, you know, is defending nostalgically white male privilege and, you know, isn't thrilled about all these women and other people coming in. And, you know, everybody has the right to perceive whatever they want or say whatever they want. But that's not what I was saying. I was saying that there's something in the American psyche. I think one of the reasons that we're kind of a dyspeptic culture is that mm-hmm. we have so much choice that we're actually kind of cynical and bitter about the amount of choice we have, right? There's a body of literature on the so-called paradox of choice that basically says that when you give somebody too many choices, you actually diminish the joy they get out of what choices they make. I think that this is more than the optimal amount. I think we're giving people so much choice that we're creating this paradox of choice where it just making a choice becomes work.
Well, it certainly is different than back in the day when there were three networks.
Right.
For sure.
Certainly, I think in general, more points of view is a good thing. If stories are empathy machines that allow us to see through the eyes of and live in the skin of other people, then many different kinds of people telling stories that are important to them, probably a good thing. By the way, I want to qualify this by saying, you know, if you look at the number of people that are currently watching Transparent, it would fall below the threshold of this so-called happy optimum. And yet I'm not arguing that Transparent shouldn't exist or that it's not a good thing that Transparent exists mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. it's beloved and award-winning. I think there's room for small shows. Louie is an example of a small show that FX made that I'm very proud of. I think television can and should make shows that are watched by 3 or 4 million people. I just think that if you can't make any shows that aren't the Super Bowl that are going to be watched by 20 million people, the medium is different then, and it's not a part of a common dialogue. It becomes a part of this fractured world that we live in America, where everybody goes to their corner, right? And the liberal people watch the liberal news, and the conservative people watch the conservative news, and we're not having a common experience anymore.
Well, and it is what has happened in literature, in music. It just may be that it's what's happened to culture, and now television is joining the phenomenon. Are you going to... I guess the phrase is eat your own dog food in terms of your theory. Are you gonna slow down the number of new shows and try to pick the ones that are not derivative and not just feeding the maw? How does this affect the way you do your job, this theory of yours that we're at peak television?
I am going to try to first of all, there's an implication in the question that we're a part of the problem, and I accept and agree with that implication that,
good.
You know, we went from 0 to 20 shows, so it's hard for me to then raise my hand and complain. On the other hand, at least for me, what I've realized is we're at the absolute limit of what we can do well.
Have you had an experience as this moment has loomed of having a good show, a show that you thought was great on the air that you just – that couldn't get the attention that you thought it deserved because of the clutter of 400 shows?
A recent example for me is The Comedians, which was a show that starred Billy Crystal and Josh Gad and
right.
was I thought a really terrific show. A lot of people didn't like the pilot very much and just didn't have the time to keep watching it. And there were some, I think, magnificent episodes of that show that were made toward the end, but we just couldn't get anybody's attention. Ultimately, even those whose job it is to sort of sift through the dung heap of rejected shows and find those little, you know, partially undigested carrots. What an awful metaphor. I'm really sorry. They just don't have the patience to do it anymore.
A million radios just turned off.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I think you're probably right that experience, not liking the first show or two of a series, but then people stick with it, is probably rare. You just don't have the time to stick with something that isn't immediately satisfying you.
Well, and if it's not perfect for you now, then with all those options that you haven't even explored, and this comes back to the paradox of choice, you just say, well, I'm just going to set this aside and go keep exploring. And so to some extent, you could find yourself infinitely and endlessly exploring for that perfect thing.
So it's like internet dating and Tinder, where people just, sorry, not attractive enough. Oh, nope, one date, going on, moving on to the next. I guess it's the same thing.
Exactly.
John Landgraf, thank you very much.
Happy to talk to you, Kurt, anytime.
John Landgraf is the CEO of FX. So, people, what do you think? Is there too much TV competing for your time and mental bandwidth? Or the more the merrier? Let us know at studio360.org.